I'm sorry. I stole all the blankets again. Here. Better? I'm sorry. Yeah. I was having a crazy dream. You could tell. Well, I did warn you, sleeping with me is no task for the weak. You know what's weird, though? It was another wave dream. No, it wasn't a nightmare or anything. It's just weird because I have it all the time, like 10, 20 times a year. It's a bit different every time. But the end is always the same. I'm swept up by an enormous wave, and I'm barely given time to breathe before the currents pull me back down again. I'm being constantly pulled back and forth violently. My limbs are being pushed in different directions, and I totally lose control of myself. It goes on and on and on until I wake up. All that changes is the setup. It isn't scary, though. It's an adrenaline rush. And to be honest, I kind of like it. I always wake up so invigorated. This time I was in London, but I've never really been to London, so I probably saw it all wrong. I was standing in the streets, and there were a lot of people walking around, just doing their daily business. It was daytime. There was a thin layer of clouds in the sky, but I could tell it was sunny behind that, if that makes sense. Everyone seemed happy, just a normal day, maybe even a better than normal day. Suddenly, there was this loud crack, and it shook the whole city. The streets split open, and buildings, towers, castles, they started to tilt and to sway. And water started to seep through the ground. It was coming through faster and faster, and then the rain began. There was no lightning, just a steady, windy downpour. The water began gushing from the ground so quickly and so forcefully that its force was actually widening the cracks. London was drowning. The water was up to my hips at this point. My feet were struggling to keep their hold on the ground. They kept being swept away by the currents. There were all these buildings around me, and I could see their walls beginning to crack, and water was flowing out of the buildings, too. Some of the smaller ones were floating just around the streets, creating currents, creating something like a heartbeat in the water. I was swimming at this point, but my mind was too focused on taking in what was happening around me that I don't remember what I was doing, really. Was I holding on to something? I don't know. The sky had darkened too, as if the universe was sad about something. And there was this huge clock tower. It looked like it was rising up all the way into the stars. I was floating near it, and then I saw a crack start to travel up the length of the tower. And then it happened. The hour was struck, and when the bell swung inside the tower, it finally pushed the tower off of its balance, and it slowly fell towards what at this point was a sea. When the clock tower landed, the impact created a huge tidal wave. I remember watching it approach me, and I felt so helpless. I was so small, and this wave was only growing. I watched as the top of the wave got thinner and thinner. The crest was forming. I remember thinking, no, not again. Why does this always happen? Why can't I ever be caught on the right side of the waves? I watched as the wave curled and then bent over. And of course, I was right under the crest, as always. And then it was the same old thing again, gasping for air, being subject to the whim of the waves. Anyway, that's my excuse for stealing the blankets. Let's cuddle to make up for it. This is a different sort of drowning. Considerably less dangerous. Mwah. Although I don't know which one makes my heart beat faster. Drowning in London or drowning in your arms. Your presence. And with you, I never have to struggle or resist. You don't try to rip me apart. You keep me together. And you're so warm. I love it when you hold me really tightly like this. It makes me feel so safe and small. And when you hold me like this, there's no way I can steal all the blankets. So we both win. You know, I've been having those wave dreams since middle school. What do you think it means? Maybe I'll die some horrible death at sea. Or maybe I'm destined to find Atlantis. Or maybe it's more symbolic and it's just a symbol for change, washing away the past. Death as a means for new life. They say that when you wake up from a dream, it means you died in it. That means that I've drowned a lot. And I guess it would make sense that I die at the end of my dreams. Once you're caught in the tides, you can't easily get out. What do you think it means, my dream? Baby? I wish I could fall asleep that easily. Good night, my love. Sweet dreams.